Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Have you ever questioned your salvation? Maybe someone shared a powerful testimony and you found yourself comparing your story to theirs and wondering if you've really encountered Christ. Maybe a preacher preached a vivid sermon on hell and next thing you know, you're visualizing yourself there. Maybe during the altar call, the pastor went on about how you have to know that you know that you know and there's no room for any doubt whatsoever and you were starting to question how certain you were. Salvation anxiety is something that many Christians deal with, and I was one of them. Almost as soon as I was saved, I found myself doubting if I ever was. I was anxious over if I was saved or not, you know, if I was in the right denomination, if I was hard-hearted, if I came to Christ correctly, and even if I committed the unpardonable sin. This anxiety over my salvation led me to constantly praying to be saved, checking to make sure I really believed, making sure I was really repenting, and just being stuck in this daily loop of begging Jesus to save me. I was constantly going to my wife, seeking reassurance, and having long conversations with my pastor, wondering why I was feeling this way. I would look online for ways to know I'm saved. I would obsess over sin and the purity of my thoughts. Basically, every day revolved around answering the question of, am I saved? Maybe you're listening to this right now, going through the same thing. Maybe as I talk about the subject, you feel your anxiety rising. Maybe you're hoping that I'll give some definitive answer to end your salvation anxiety once and for all. There is a way to overcome this, but it's so much easier said than done, and it will take a long time and a lot of practice. The answer to overcoming salvation anxiety is faith. Now, you're probably already thinking, faith? That's his answer? That's what I'm struggling with. Look, I know. I've been there. That's why I'm not going to just throw out the word faith and then leave you to it. I want to try to help you as a brother in Christ to start the process of growing in your faith. As followers of Christ, we are called to work. Our job is to go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's, of course, Matthew 28:19. How can we go if we're stuck trying to figure out our salvation? We have to move forward in faith if we are to do the work and live the life that Jesus has called us to. With salvation anxiety, it's especially hard because you feel like you have to remove every little shred of doubt because your eternity is on the line. So how can we start to move forward in faith? We start by understanding that salvation isn't based on us getting everything just right. When I kept praying to be saved, I was trying to get the words just right, or make sure I really, really, really believed, or make sure I was the right amount of sorry for my sins. The problem with this is I kept relying on myself. I was making sure I had everything just right. We have to understand that we can never come to Jesus on our own. Belief and repentance aren't something we muster up ourselves. In John 6:44, Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So instead of putting our salvation experience under a microscope and trying to make sure we did everything just right, we can instead know that our belief and our repentance didn't come by our own strength, but by God himself. Once we understand that God brings us to Christ, we can have comfort in knowing that when we're brought to Him, we're His. In John 6:37, Jesus says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out." When we come to Jesus, we aren't doing so by our own righteousness or knowledge or strength, but it's the Holy Spirit who brings us to repentance and belief in Christ. And when we come to Christ, He receives us. With this understanding, we can stop hyperanalyzing every little detail of our salvation experience, trying to get it all just right, and being stuck in this save me loop. So now, let's begin to move forward in faith. Don't keep seeking reassurance. Don't let the pastor's no doubt allowed invitation cause you to go into a panic. Don't compare your salvation experience to others. Don't keep praying to be saved. Instead, be thankful that you are saved and start living as a child of God. Go out there and boldly share the gospel. Grow in your faith and experience what salvation is all about, which is having a relationship with God. Now, yes, this will take time. Your anxiety will rise, and the accuser will throw accusation after accusation at you. When you find yourself struggling and beginning to get anxious over your salvation, just remember, when you came to Jesus, it's because God brought you to Him. When you were brought to Him, He received you. He knows when you first believed, and He heard you when you first called His name, because it was by His Spirit that you were able to do so. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.